Next item, I believe it is 684.
Authorized grant agreement awarding up to $73,000 in fiscal year 18-19 to Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. to provide outreach, technical assistance, and community involvement for watershed projects in Portland's West Side sub-watersheds.
Colleagues, Commissioner Fish asked that I read this brief opening statement. The Southwest Watershed Resource Center at Southwest Neighborhoods, Inc. has been providing technical assistance and outreach services for watershed programs since 1999, and this grant agreement will continue that good work. Becky Tilson, Environmental Program Manager from the Bureau of Environmental Services, will present an overview of the grant. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks so much for having us. I'm going to just hit a few key points, and then I want to give most of the time here to our invited testimony members of the public. Like he said, I'm Becky Tilson with the Bureau of Environmental Services. So kind of big picture, the Watershed Resource Center provides technical assistance and grant support and other sorts of support to the community. Their mission is to inspire awareness and action on behalf of watershed health in Southwest Portland neighborhoods. BES recognizes that partnering with private property owners and assisting with their restoration efforts in Southwest Portland is critical to meeting our watershed health goals and our permit requirements. And the Watershed Resource Center enables us to have an exponentially larger reach in the community than our current staffing levels would allow. So here's an overview of what the program provides, and you'll hear a lot more from these folks in a second. Again, I'm going to just kind of buzz through this. Southwest Portland has some unique watershed characteristics that call for this sort of support in this region, and the Watershed Resource Center provides sort of a critical key part of the network of organizations and groups, including BES, that are providing services around stormwater management and watershed health in Southwest Portland. The budget is $73,000. It's included here. The breakdown of the budget is included in your ordinance packet. It's included in BES's budget for this year, and the work plan is also included in your ordinance packet. So, again, that's a super brief version of my presentation, but I want to give Michelle Mahan here and Vicki McNamara an opportunity to speak. So thank you for having us, squeezing us in under the wire.
Very good.
Good afternoon, I suppose, at this point. I'm Michelle Mahan. My husband, Brian, and I were one of four households in the Southwest neighborhood to receive a Stormwater Stars grant. I'm truly grateful to have the opportunity to come here today and share with you what an incredibly remarkable resource it is that we have this in our neighborhood. Hillary, Lorena, and Sylvia out of the Sweeney office have been just incredible. They have boundless energy, they have enthusiasm for the project, and that's been incredible and contagious to all of us around them. Not only do they have this wonderful enthusiasm, but their knowledge is limitless as well, and they've shared that with me. And in particular, five of the key practices that I've learned that are a part of the Stormwater Stars project enable the community to limit the runoff of water and thereby preventing water pollution in our community. The practices improve the infiltration of water on site, and they really limit these damaging overland flows. In our site in particular, in our yard, we were able to remove a amount of grass. We were able to do quite a bit of native planting. We were able to amend the soil, touching on three of those five practices. And since the project came to our site, an understanding of what we can do to improve that watershed has encouraged us to remove additional hard surfaces, to put in permeable pathways, to look at use of container plantings. And those have been a wonderful asset that we really were unaware of prior to this project. Beyond the fact that we have a beautiful section of our yard now, the other remarkable thing is that we've really seen a community coming together around these ideas. We were able to canvas the neighborhood, share these ideas in our community. On the day of the site, we were able to bring in a lot of people who in turn have become new advocates from the program. And since then, our neighbors have continued to come and ask, how's it going and what's happening, and visiting the site again, which has been quite nice to see. Finally, it is incredible to have a resource in our community that is dedicated to providing a resource to help improve the health of our watershed, and I encourage you to support them in every way possible. They're really making a difference in our neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
Good afternoon. I'm Vicki McNamara, and my husband and I have lived in the Southwest area for over 20 years. And as you know, Southwest Portland is a water haven, a watershed haven, I should say. The Southwest Watershed Resource Center has been involved in multiple projects in the Southwest area, and their expertise in developing and implementing creative and engaging programs for the entire diversity of our community has been outstanding. This past year, WRC was involved in an educational environmental program at Jackson Middle School. Through that program, they engaged over 25 students throughout the year in environmental education being at the core of their work, but also involving the kids in rehabilitation of a trail area that is accessed, and I'll explain that. They were very, very instrumental in engaging our diverse community students in this project and eradicating ivy and blackberry along this well-used trail. In April, they asked community involvement to reconstruct this trail that had become a walkable mud field, what we called our sloppy walking area, to a walkable wood chip trail. It's a trail that comes off of Southwest 39th on the backside, south side of Jackson. If you take a right as a student, you walk about 30 to 40 yards to access Jackson Middle School. If you take a left as an adult, you walk about 50 yards up a hill to Southwest 40th, which then takes you to the Barber Transit Center. So this is a trail that's used by kids and adults in the community as well. It's accessed every day by at least 100 individuals, students and adults alike. Like I said, the trail had become very muddy. WRC was instrumental in getting the wood chips donated and pulling 75 community members, children and families, including the diversity of our Muslim and East African families, to work on an April Saturday and reconstitute the trail with wood chips. So we now have a walkable wood chip trail instead of a sloppy mud trail. And of note, the Father's Day downpour that we had last Sunday, we'd been back to mud. But on Monday, it was walkable and doable. And we still have neighbors talking about it and asking how it was done. In addition to the work on the trail, they planted 70 new plants along the trail and marked them and identified them along the trail. And the kids on that day made what they called clay rocks. And they dried them and they placed them along the trail. And the community's having a great time moving them around because they're decorated and redecorating the trail every day. So I want to thank kudos to the WRC for their efforts and inclusion and the hard work they did in making this a community effort. And to let you know that they also have fabulous walk-in resources that are free for our neighborhood. They have their free tool library, which I think is a fabulous idea, walk-in resources, the native plant swap, and the workshop water series that you were involved in. Kudos to WRC for all they've done for Southwest neighborhoods. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for being here.
I wish you'd brought pictures.
I should have. They were in the Sweeney newspaper. They were great ones.
Oh, I have a copy for you here, but the sort of prep day at Jackson Middle School up here on the screen.
That's great.
They had a blast.
I like weeding. I can't keep a plant alive to save my life, but I'd be happy to come help you rip some out.
We have lots of
volunteer
opportunities.
You're welcome to come anytime you like.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Next item.